This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. Travelers from seven predominantly Muslim countries are enjoying tearful reunions with loved ones in the U.S. This after a federal judge ruled against President Donald Trump's temporary travel ban. Airlines around the world allowed people to board flights as usual to the United States. Trump, though, who says the goal is to keep terrorists from slipping into the country, is lashing out. He tweets, quote, "Just cannot believe a judge would put our country in such peril. If something happens, blame him and court system. People pouring in, bad!" exclamation mark. Well, let's check in with Chris Kavanaugh, Refugee Resettlement Program Director for West Michigan Samaritas. Welcome to the program, Chris.
Thank you.
So we talked with you last week regarding these executive orders that put this travel ban into place. Now, as we know that a judge has reversed it, what are you hearing from folks trying to get into Michigan?
So when the executive order originally came out, we had some refugees that were in my program in West Michigan scheduled to come. There were six that were scheduled to arrive last week, and then we had a total of 22 individuals scheduled to come this week and next week total. And so what happened was, thankfully, advocacy efforts were successful in allowing our six refugees to come last week because they were not from the countries listed as part of the ban for travel. They're from the Congo and Eritrea. And what we're hearing as a result of this weekend's actions by the courts is that the agencies overseas are working really, really hard to reschedule the people that were canceled, that were supposed to come this week and next week at the time the order was issued originally. So I haven't seen anything rebooked for travel yet for our refugee families, but we're hopeful that it will be coming so that those that were canceled will be on their way here soon.
And what exactly does that look like? I mean, help me understand, are you sitting in front of a computer hitting refresh? Does someone call and just say, okay, here we go? How does this work?
Yeah, so we have an electronic system where arrival notices come in to our inboxes, our email. That's done through partnership with our two national partners. Last week, for example, we had a whole bunch of notices of travel being canceled, unfortunately, and we're hoping that those that were canceled previously, now that the order is suspended for the time being, that we can get them through. There isn't much I can do from this end, so I am, we are in the office and waiting to just receive notifications so that we can prep for these families. Some of them, we had housing in place for them that we were planning on renting and then had to cancel that, and now we might have to look at how do we pull all that back together again if they're rescheduled. So, yeah, so a lot up in the air, and we're kind of waiting to see what the next notices will be.
And that's the logistics you're talking about, but talk to me, too, about just sort of the emotions that happen with all of this and feelings, because you deal with the families of many of these people. What has that been like over the past week?
Well, that has been certainly a roller coaster ride of emotions for the families that are here, for family members of refugees that were expected to travel. In fact, cases that were scheduled between last week and this week, I think I said 21 people, and all of them were to be reuniting with former refugees that were already here in Grand Rapids or nearby West Michigan. And so we had those unpleasant phone calls, saying your family is not coming. Now we're getting calls saying, are they coming? We don't necessarily know exactly yet, because as you can imagine, getting people and families overseas from refugee camps to the airports and getting all of their ticket information done takes a lot of coordination. And so all that's kind of happening behind the scenes, and we're, I guess, patiently waiting and trying to advise the relatives here to do the same. So
what happens next? Where do you go from here?
The hard part is understanding, I think, what the long-term trajectory for refugee resettlement looks like with this new administration. So unfortunately, I don't know. I mean, I've heard different things about how long the suspension of the original order could last, and in which case does that mean new cases will continue to come while the order is suspended and it's business as usual, or, it seems like a very tense and delicate situation nationally right now. So it's something, unfortunately, I can't predict, which definitely makes it challenging to run a program and manage my staff that all have kind of the same questions that I do. So,
And then again, seeing folks or hearing folks tell people overseas, get on planes right now and get in while you can.
Right. And, you know, for the people that I work with, they don't really have that option. The travel is scheduled for them mm-hmm. by the International Office of Migration, and it's through a loan system that the refugees actually end up paying back after they come here. And so they certainly don't have, you know, money in the refugee camps to buy plane tickets and get over here. All of it is formally done through the State Department and their process for processing refugees. So all of them are kind of subject to people behind the scenes making it happen for them.
Chris Kavanaugh, Refugee Resettlement Program Director for West Michigan Samaritas. I can only imagine we will be talking to you more in the days and weeks to come.
Okay, I'll be happy to talk again.
Meantime, now that the travel ban is on hold, Jordan's national airline is drumming up business for U.S.-bound flights, trying to make a lighthearted advertisement. The airline, it's offering discounts of up to 20% for flights to Chicago, New York, and Detroit. The ad reads, quote, "Fly to the U.S. now that you're allowed to. Jordan is not one of the blacklisted countries, but serves as a regional travel hub."